Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Okay, so here's what happened. Last night, I asked my son to take the Windex and a cloth and wipe down all the doors, everywhere where a door handle is, and all the light switches. Because when you have boys, little boys, I have one, but he has friends, somehow they get dirt all over light switches and all over doors.
Right.
You know, they just do. So I said, take the Windex and the cloth and just wipe down everything in the living room and the bathroom. All went. I mean, it's easy. Light fixtures or switches yeah. and doors.
Gotcha.
And I said to BJ, how can they miss so much? How can they miss, like... I told him he did a great job. I thanked him because he worked his butt off yesterday. He worked for like 2 hours, cleaned and everything. And he was really good at it. I mean, but God, he missed so many spots.
That's not exactly how you said it. How can he do such an effing bad job? How?
I said, how can he not effing see it?
Yeah.
All that.
How? And she kept saying, how? And I, Jamie, first of all, he's 12 years old.
I know, but
and
how can even, he not see it when
even
he missed?
At my age, I can't get anything right for a woman.
I asked BJ this. I said, here's what happened in my head then. I told him he did a great job, and I didn't correct him and show all the spots he missed because he was proud of himself, and I was proud of his work ethic for 2 hours, not to, you know, like go, can I get a snack or can I, you know, do something else? Can I watch TV? He didn't. He was in it for 2 hours, and yeah. I was super proud of him. But I said, but I also lied to him saying it was a great job. And so I was torn because you want him to keep encouraged, you know, that he helped me so much. But
And you feel like that you've told him you did a great job, so it's not going to get any better down the road.
Right, that's just setting yourself up.
Yeah,
right.
You're just setting yourself up for the future.
I know, all right, but, and, you know, you don't want to also, like, tear him down because he did a great job.
Sometimes you got to tear him down.
No. You're dead wrong. He did exactly what he was asked to do. Okay, he might have done a crappy job.
He missed some
spots. But he missed some spots, whatever. And I'll explain it next when we come back, okay? Because he might as well get used to it. He's never going to do a satisfactory job for any woman ever. Ever. It's
because
the way
I'm not
it is.
Training him.
It's the way
exactly.
it is. It's in our genes.
No,
it's never going to work.
Your dumb genes.
All right, we'll talk next.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, back to the conversation. Jamie has her son to do some house chores, some cleaning last night. He did a crappy job.
But his work ethic was amazing.
Yeah, but you told him that he did a wonderful job,
but
and now this
miss?
Morning. You're second guessing what you said to him. Like, he's only going to get better if I criticize.
Right, but I don't want to criticize because I was happy for the help. So I asked PJ, I said, what do you think I should have done? And he's like, you did the right thing, telling him that, you know what, thanks for the help, and you did a great job and all that, and encouraging him, and then that way he won't just be resentful of helping you.
And he did it for 2 hours.
Yeah.
So it's not like he schlepped it and then just quit after 15 minutes and did a crappy job. Then you have a right to say, look, dude, you didn't even give it an effort, but he did it for 2 hours. Right. So he figures he did a killer job, and you complimented, although this morning you're saying, maybe I should have said the truth.
And it reminds me of that one boyfriend I had, remember when he decorated the tree wrong?
Yeah.
And I told him he did a great job, but then in the middle of the night, I snuck down and rearranged the Christmas tree.
Exactly. That is exactly it. My point is this. He's a guy.
Oh,
he's
God.
A guy. That means throughout his life, when he's given these chores by some lady, he's never going to get it right.
Never.
I know. I live it. I've lived it all my life. My first wife, second wife now. And that's just the way it is. We don't do anything right. And I think most men can agree with me. And we're used to it.
Poor babies.
And we're used to it.
You don't do anything right.
We don't
right.
do it to your standards.
No, you don't bother to do it right.
Well, let me give you an example.
Guy, and so I can't do it.
I can't even put the trash out.
How can you mess that up?
The right way.
How can you mess that up?
Exactly. How can you mess it up? We have three trash cans, right? Each week, they go out on a Tuesday morning. I got up Tuesday morning, one's completely full. I know it has to go out. The other's a bigger can, and there's one little bag down at the bottom. You can barely even see the damn bag. I didn't put that one out.
What?
I didn't put that one out. I put the full one out, but I didn't put the one with that little tiny, it's like a grocery bag in it.
It had trash in it, and you didn't put it out? Why not?
Because if I'm a trash guy, I don't walk around picking up empty cans with one little bag in it. I'm thinking, what a schmuck. What a schmuck to make me have to pick up this can. I pick up enough cans throughout the day as it is.
But that's what you pay for.
So wait till it at least gets half full.
But now you're going to stink up the place.
See, there you go. I didn't do it right.
Well, why wouldn't you take, if you have trash in a trash can, I still don't understand. Make me understand why you wouldn't take it out.
Because it's not even to a level where it's worth the guy's minute to even pick up my can and put it back.
Yeah,
or even me wheeling it out to the street.
No, it is better because then the next time it won't be so heavy.
See. See what I mean?
No, I'm just saying. How many of you agree with me? Text 805-1059. If there's trash in the trash can, you roll it out, right, friends? Yes.
It's a small bag. Huge can. Huge can.
Why wouldn't you just roll it out? You're just lazy.
Oh, like I've not heard that before. Katie.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. Hi. Welcome.
Jamie, I fully understand where you're coming from, but I have to agree with BJ because I yell at my son so much about cleaning the bathroom sink, it never helps. I yelled at him multiple times about take the stuff off, wipe the counter, put it back,
right.
And it still is dirty.
I don't get it. I don't get how they can't figure it out. Please.
Right, and see, my son's 12 also, so...
You know what we need, Katie, is you and I need a support group with wine.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Because don't you just look at it, and it's that catch-22, because it sounds like you're actually correcting him, where I was just like, yay!
Yeah, because I'm like, there's still spots. Like, how do you not see these spots? You need to clean it.
Back to my point. He's never going to do it to your satisfaction, mm-hmm. because you see it completely different than he does through his man eyes.
Yes.
Mayonnaise?
Man eyes. Sorry, he sees it differently, just like me. When I clean or do something around the house, I see it a lot differently, and it's just the way we're wired.
Well, and here's what happened with the couch cushions, because I wanted them vacuumed. And so he started, and I go, hey, you know what? I got this. I got it. Forget it. And he's like, what? I'm like, you're good. Take a break. I got this. It's fine, Katie.
Thanks, Katie.
Katie, I'm going to start a support group, okay? I know I was going to start that paddle boarding group, but no, not anymore. I'm going to start some kind. Okay.
I'll join.
Okay, thanks, Katie.
12-year-olds and cleaning.
I got to keep up.
Good luck with that. Hey, Thomas.
Name. Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
We're good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How old are you, Thomas? You sound young.
14.
14. I bet you can't clean, can you?
Oh, I clean a lot.
Yeah. So what were you calling about there, Thomas? Let's get
that. I agree with BJ.
All right, Thomas. Thanks, buddy. You know how much validation that gives me that a 14-year-old just called up to agree with me?
You are the man.
Really. BJ. Thomas, you've made my day, buddy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's so sweet. Have a great day,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, pretty much says it all.
See you later.
That puts me on the level of a 14-year-old.
Well,
okay.
Hey, he likes you. You're cool with a 14-year-old. That's all you need in life.
I don't know if I should have taken that call. I don't know. Thomas, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.